Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host, your guide, critically acclaimed world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Hello, and welcome to another show of A Link to Heaven Radio, right here on BBS, where you tune in and tune up to the Word of Spirit. Each night we bring you the very best in broadcasting of realism direct from spirit to your ears. A Link to Heaven Radio does just that with my many special guests that come on my show and offer many insightful, interesting topics and discussion. It's all about giving you, our listener and the audience, the very best there is out there and bringing it directly to you. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. Again, that's 1-888-268-4313. And if you have trouble getting through and you want to try direct, you can try 1-530-876-3222. Again, that's 1-530-876-3222. I have a few announcements prior to starting our show this evening that will catch your attention and hopefully get you to keep your eyes wide open for much more to come in the year. Tomorrow, I am embarking on a great journey to Chicago area and Indiana to start filming a dynamic, different approach to spirit hunting. We will not only have a scientific view, but a spiritual one as well, all captured on film, to which there are many surprises involved. The one and only Indiana Ghost Trackers, paranormal investigative team, television's film producer, Ronald James Busby, expert paranormal investigator and author, Chris O'Brien, and myself, as the host of the show, will be venturing into your neck of the woods throughout the up and coming year, making one of the most remarkable television shows to date involving spirit hunting with a great twist. So be sure, tune in, listen up, for we will be shouting out where we'll be headed each and every time to make those great shows for you. Eyes only, for your eyes only, with the help of the other side. Also, I will be having one of the most talked about extraordinary show persons around coming for a visit right here on A Link to Heaven Radio, Emmy Award-winning film producer Margaret Wendt, who found John Edwards and created his show Crossing Over. She has been wanting to work with me for a while now and has extended a welcome to me for L.A. to do some television shows. She has also spoke of working on other projects with me now through contact, and this would be and will be a remarkable, to say the least, project. So keep your ears tuned right here for the updates and times of what is going to happen. It is going to prove to be one of the fabulous years here on A Link to Heaven Radio in the way of radio and television. In about 2 weeks' time, I've also got some news. I am going to take part in helping a very well-known author and investigator, to say the least, in a case that involved murder. A very high-profile case the entire world is aware of, the Brian Jones murder, the Rolling Stones guitar player who was found dead in a swimming pool. That's right, you're hearing it first, right here on BBS, right on A Link to Heaven Radio. I'll be helping her finish her book on the case and lending in my spiritual insight into what really happened. So keep your eyes open for Gloria Shepherd's work. This is going to be a doozy. Also, I hear somebody screaming. Who is that? Also, in keeping in the theme of things right now about authors, my very own work, Signs from Heaven, will be peeking its bookends out very shortly here in the next up and coming few weeks. So keep your eyes open for this as well. It has been a long time in the making, in which it has received great reviews, and one actually came from my next guest. My next guest tonight is what I would describe her as being a very personable, very motivated, intelligent, deep with spirit, educator, healer, and above all, a dear friend of mine. She is not only all this, but she is a radio host on Archive Radio. She is a certified Hawaiian kahuna and the founder instructor of the Multidimensional Healing Center in Arizona. Please help me in giving a great warm welcome to to my dear friend and special guest, whom I'm very happy to have on my show, by the way, Reverend May Leilani Schmidt. Welcome, Leilani. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha to you. How are you this evening?
I am doing great and so thrilled to share this program with you.
Oh, thank you for coming. This is great. You know, our listeners, you're in for a treat tonight. You're going to learn a lot about healing. You're going to learn a lot about spirit. You're going to learn a lot of things.
Yes, they are.
Yes, and, you know, did you hear a noise just a moment ago?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, I think it was one of the guys from the station.
Is that what that was?
Yep, see?
That must be the cutoff noise or something. What do you think that is? Oh, that's funny. You know, me and you are also, we're going to embark on some projects coming up here in the near future, aren't we?
Yes, we are, and I'm real excited about launching off these new projects that I've been really working on, and I'm very thrilled to be able to not only meet with you, but also to have you on my own show. And, you know, I have to tell you, Robbie, one of the profound things that once I started, you know, communicating with you was this incredible love that just radiates from you, and it's very refreshing to me. You know, obviously, as a radio host myself, you know, I do talk with a lot of people, and, you know, they're just all very incredible people, but I am very impressed with the love that you have for humanity.
Well, thank you so much. You know, that's, you know, people when they get compliments say, you know, I don't know how to react. I just thank you so much. I just, you know, from my heart, thank you. And I just love the spirit you have. I just can't wait till we do your show. And when I come down to Arizona and we start doing filming and other things, it's going to be fantastic. You know, we have a high road ahead of us.
Yes,
and it's just
we do.
Not, yes, we do, don't we?
Yes. And if I may share with your listeners with BBS, I am actually, we're going to be filming We the People now. And I'm real very excited, and I hope that you all in Canada will tune in and listen to the We the People. And we're going to talk about various subjects from universal laws to using God as a weapon, and everything in between. So we'll keep you posted, won't we, Robbie?
Yes, we will. Discussion of topics, very hot and very ready, right in your face, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, very. You know, we can't call it really hardcore, but it's really going to touch the core of individuals who really tune in and listen.
That is correct. And, you know, I actually received the creative idea for We the People now through the Ascended Masters that I work with. And, you know, it was through their request so we could assist in a way to maybe just to probe people's thoughts in different areas they may not have necessarily thought to, you know, sit for a moment and think about, and also to shed some light on different subjects that, you know, we don't necessarily find in a book or speaking with others and helping us to get those areas clarified for ourselves individually on our spiritual journey. So I'm just really excited about this program.
Yeah, I am too. I can't wait. And we can elaborate a little bit more on that. Leilani has openly invited me to be on the panel with her, and what we're going to do is exactly what she said. It's going to be very informative, and it'll be a radio setting televised on television. I think we have a caller, a real fast caller here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? No, there's nobody there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think we've got a lot of different...
Nothing like real live radio.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in retrograde.
There should be somebody on with you right now.
Oh, is there somebody here? Hello? Oh, hi, how are you? What's your first name?
My name is Jay. I can hardly hear you right now.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, this is Leah Haley, Natalie. I can hardly hear you. I just, Hello?
Hello? Okay, we can hear you. Do you have a question?
What was regarding
Hello? Are you on a hands-free telephone?
Yes, I am.
And are you near your computer by chance?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a landline?
Yes, I do.
Can you switch over?
I could. Let's see if I can do that. Okay.
Jay's, I recognize Jay's voice. Jay is one of the listeners of Achieve Radio.
Hello?
And I'm
is that better?
He also listens.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Now?
Are you there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, you're probably having a delay. You're listening to your computer, and you have a 30-second delay of us talking. Is there a way you can shut your computer down so we can get a question through?
Oh, for sure, but I still can hardly hear you. It's there's not enough volume on the line. I can't hardly hear you. I can barely hear you, actually, both
we can
you
hear
and
you
Leilani.
Really well.
Yeah.
Is there a way to turn it up a bit, or should I phone you on a different line?
Yeah, would you mind calling back here and like really quick?
Which number, the toll free or the direct line?
Yeah, you call me back, or if we can hear you, can you give us your question now?
Okay, I'll have to hang out there, so.
Okay.
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 Okay. The marvels of live radio. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we're almost out of the retrograde. Yay for
yes,
all of us,
you know,
in the universe.
It's amazing. It's amazing, that retrograde. Hey, did you know on the 29th coming up, it's my birthday, as you know, right?
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, thank you. But we have the whole day of the eclipse there, eh, on the 29th.
Yes, we do. That's the solar eclipse.
That's right.
Incredibly powerful day. So I want to encourage all the listeners to write out your intent for the day, because it's all new beginnings for each and every one of us. So I probably already know what your wishes will be, huh, Robbie?
Yes, you betcha. I want to be 25 again. Does that help? Does that work?
well, sure, because you do know that as we climb up to the higher levels of vibration, is we actually start reversing our age.
Right.
And so I intend on doing that in this particular lifetime, because I do know that yourself and me and myself will be here on this planet for quite some time. We are just getting started on the work that we came here to do.
That's right. There's so much to do that, you know, there's not enough hours in the day, is there?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And you were talking about reflection there a moment ago before Jay called in. Do you find that people actually do enough reflection?
Actually, I don't. And I feel that that's extremely important to really sit down and reflect and ask yourselves a lot of different questions. You know, I was doing a lot of energy work here all day, and some of my advice to the clients I was working with is these are the types of questions you need to ask yourself on certain situations that were going on with their own lives. And, you know, they kind of looked at me and said, wow, I never thought to really sit down and think about it. I mean, we're so engaged on a daily basis with, you know, attempting to reach our responsibilities that we tend to forget to stand back for a moment because we get so engrossed in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If we all took the time to respect our inner self, and it's what it boils down to, is taking things for granted. And when we do that, we find ourselves, and we spoke of the word retrograde, would it be safe to say that we put ourselves in a mini retrograde?
That is absolutely correct. Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing, you know. Now, I want to cross over to this part here.
Okay.
Now, we all understand healing in the primitive way, or let's say lying on of hands from doctors. Can you explain to our listeners what is the difference between the conventional way and the spiritual healing?
Well, what I'm finding is that because I feel that myself, and we're all spiritual, and please, you know, I don't want to offend anyone here, and there's a real defined difference between being spiritual and being awakened, metaphysical type of awakening.
Does this make sense
for you?
Yep.
Okay. So what I find for myself is that I am very connected and in tune not only with God, but with also the four elements, which of course is, you know, like the fire, the wind, the earth, and so forth. So I use all the elements, including the elemental world. Now, some people may stand back and say, whoa, wait a minute. But this was our true way of being in the ancient days, at the very beginning of time, of the Lemurian, or Mu, most people may know it by Mu, or the Atlantis days. Are you following me?
I most certainly am. I most certainly am. Now, for the average listener, we can put it more in a layman's term so they can understand.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I find is that because I got to get some history on this too, because what I'm finding also is that we're so limited in our thinking. It's almost like we have placed ourselves in this box. So our perception on the 3D plane will tell us that anything outside of that reality, individual reality, is not possible.
Right.
Where in spirituality, all things are unlimited. There's all parallels and dimensions of reality and of truth.
Right.
So as an example, when I do healing work, I have been documenting cases where an individual would come in that had, let's say you were in an automobile accident and you had pins and rods holding your toes up to your waist together.
Right.
I can actually intuitively know that in our purest form that there
caller,
is multiple...
Caller, can you hear her?
Pardon me?
No.
I'm asking the caller if he can hear you. You cannot hear Leilani?
No.
But you can hear Robbie?
No.
Can you hear me?
You don't hear Robbie.
Hello?
No.
You can't hear him now?
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, you would be about the first to say that then.
You can't hear me, caller? Hello?
I can hear you. Barely. Sorry about this, but...
interesting.
What's all the feedback?
I'm trying to find out where the best setting is for you guys, since you're on such a weak line, I guess.
Right.
Okay, caller, can you hear them now?
Hello? Can you hear us now?
Barely, though.
Okay, can you give us your question, and we will answer it for you?
Sure. Hey, Leilani, how's it going?
I am doing well. Aloha to you, Jay. Great to have
you. Yeah, I can just barely hear you, but let's see if I can get the questions for you. I just wondered, is this spirituality different between men and women?
Yes.
Good answer.
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you find the women are the nurturer, where the male is the lead?
That is correct.
When I mean lead, I mean I'm not going in the sense of where we live here. I'm looking at it as what Jay explained. The male is not only the provider, but also the protector, where the woman spirituality is the nurturer, and men actually have a feminine side, and we tend to feed off the nurturer. Is that correct?
That is correct, but it is in this new order of our new world that we're all going into.
Right.
Now, the women, what's going to be interesting is the male on our 3D plane is going to be required to fully integrate and incorporate the feminine aspect of self.
Right. And I totally understand that.
Okay, so some of the men today are having a little bit of a challenge with that because they've always been, you know, they've been very much into the male aspect of self, which is, you know, the real rough, tough.
Ego-driven?
Yeah. Okay, but
right.
It's very critical for them at this time to go ahead and integrate that feminine part. And some of us have actually met some of those men, but what's so interesting is that because, and you're one of them, by the way, Robbie.
Oh, boy.
Where you have really incorporated and integrated the feminine part of self, and that is the most predominant with you.
I remember you mentioning that to me before.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But see, as you can see, you're very much a male.
Oh, yes.
Parts of yourself is the, you know, a male. So one of the things that we need to remember to all the males out there is that you won't really be losing any part of yourself or any of your identity when you do decide to fully allow yourself to merge with the feminine part of self. Look at the beauty that you give, Robbie.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's more gratifying to be whole than it is to be a part. And what I mean that is, I'm just taking it as a different term of what you're talking. When we incorporate the feminine side and the male side of us, we become whole. And in the next plane, we will be whole. It's not a big transition, or it's not hard, but in the real life, when we look at it, and we brought up the ego, we brought up the male dominance of the male and how the male is, when an individual, it's like having a room full of men, and then you know how a room full of men are, they're just men, right? That's just normal. But you separate one man from all those men, and you put him in a room full of women, it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's just giving a scenario, a very simple scenario.
Well, and one of the main issues, too, I find for the males here is that, you know, once they start bringing out that feminine part of their selves, the first thing that they, the issue that they go into is, oh, my gosh, people are going to think I'm gay.
Right.
Now, saying that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the gay people.
That's right.
You know, they are who they are.
We'll wait until the next person says.
But this is where it becomes a real challenge for them.
Yeah.
You know, I can almost say it's like probably the way the thinking is the aspect of do they have to give up anything?
Exactly. And actually, in reality,
well,
they're gaining so much more by merging the feminine part of
itself.
That's right.
And
works,
like you said earlier,
we'll be able to address
you
it. But right
a real
now, I've looked at everything.
Wholeness.
And we should, I don't see
exactly. That's what you need, is the wholeness.
And
I
like
now,
to refer that as a merger and a marriage between the male and the male and the female aspect of self, where they do this beautiful dance with each other.
Right.
And they have a mutual partnership and understanding, because there are times when you have to step into the male parts of self, and then there's times when you have when it's important to step into the feminine part of self. A great example is the book that you wrote, Signs from Heaven. By the way, that's coming out soon. I highly recommend free to pick up this book. I've had the opportunity to read this book, and your love literally jumps and vibrates of every word written in this book.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's true when you speak about the feminine side and the male side and becoming whole and together. Now I can see where you're going with this, because the book was written in that stance.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's true.
The male part of yourself could not have possibly written that book.
Not at all. You're right, and I'll be the first to admit that.
And a great example of the partnership or the marriage between the two aspects is once the book was done, then the other part of self kicked in, which is the business part of self.
That's right. That's right. So it goes back to the nurturer putting into words, and the male part being the dominance of wanting to push forward and be the one, the provider, the protector.
Absolutely. So you got the best of all worlds.
That's right. That's right. That was a good example. Very good example. I like that. That was a good question from Jay, by the way.
Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. That was very good.
I guess I understand this stuff after all, huh?
Yeah. Did it come off the Cheerios box today? No. That was a very good question. Very good question. Thank you, Jay.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, a matter of fact, it's one of the, what's really interesting is called the divine marriage between the two aspects. So I just wanted everybody to remember that, because you can actually do an invocation of the divine marriage between both aspects. So if you're having a bit of a challenge in those areas, and this also, by the way, does include the females in this equation.
Right, most certainly. You know, and that goes into, I want to go into this question now. I know I was just about ready to touch on it. The benefits. Now, we kind of touched on the benefits, and you gave a very good analogy in using the book. What are the benefits to a more traditional healing, say, from spirit and basis, than from a conventional?
And you're referring to?
The spiritual element,
going to a doctor.
Yeah. I want to get the conventional little bit done here, just to give our listeners an idea that, you know, spirit is mostly, and when you break it down, the conventional way is just a little part of it. Spirit is the majority of it.
Right. And what's so intriguing about that is that it's important to build a partnership marriage, a divine marriage, with your ascended masters, your angels, your guides, all of those. Okay? And also being directly connected to the God source. Now, all of us know that God knows all things. And in God's eyes, there is no limitation, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the dis-ease may be. God has the power and the intelligence to bring back wholeness. And when you choose to allow that information to flow through, because that energy comes from God. And when you become that clear vessel of that energy to flow through you, it immediately starts to go exactly where it needs to go. It's directed towards, let's say, if you had a liver.
Right.
Now, what's really interesting is I have always had the ability to even see inside of people's bodies. I can see your liver or your digestive system or whatever.
Yep.
And it's almost like an ascended master will step in because they know. They're all knowing.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there are a lot of listeners that from my site, and, you know, doing what you're saying is just like in my backyard. It's exactly, you know, telling someone when they're going to the doctor, I'm scared because I got this lump, and you say, well, no, I'm looking, it's benign. It's not what you think it is, and the doctor says it's a goiter, but we'll have to look at it and do tests, and they find out it's a benign little cyst.
Yes.
You know?
And, you know, God's light, God's healing energy is pure.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, a great example, I just had a man come in yesterday afternoon. He came in to see me because he does indeed have a tumor in his brain.
Right.
And so I was able to actually go right to it, because one of the interesting things that we always have to keep in mind is that everything is energy, and if everything is energy, then it must have a particular signature vibration, including the lower vibrations. And most of us, without even realizing, are in tune with those signature vibrations. So if you do not have an energy patch that is not vibrating at the same frequency as the rest of the body, that lets you know that there's a problem within that area. Does that make sense?
Most certainly does to me. It does so. That is just a very good breakdown. Well, here's something.
Okay.
We all hear the skeptics, right?
Yes.
You know, this is the questions we always get asked, blah, 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 blah. We hear the skeptics and how they approach the spiritual realm from time to time, which we know they have a different way of looking at things. However, this goes without saying, they do at least try, and the key is try to observe with an open mind. But how can one actually present healing on a scale as such through the means of what you do versus conventional healing, making individuals feel and understand the difference?
Well, there are a lot of things that is built within the components that make up the whole of each individual person. And these are things about energy, vibrations, signatures, and the scientists basically are starting to see this. You know, it's like the DNA strands. Most of us know about this. But they can't put their finger on it, okay? It's because they can't see it. They can't identify with it. Most of these things are in what we refer to as the etheric.
Right.
Great example is, okay, and I would never recommend anyone not to go to a doctor, because there are times that the medicine that a doctor will prescribe to someone can indeed be extremely helpful, especially if you're dealing with a cancer patient, which I've worked on a lot. And I have to say, through the past 10 years of all the people I've worked with have had cancer, every one of them has had a second chance in life, meaning they no longer have cancer.
Right, and that's good.
Now, one of the things is that each cell within the body has its own intelligence. And all you have to do is send a vibration to one cell, and one cell is only required to answer to that higher vibration, which is the healing energy. And once it picks up that vibration, it starts sending out signals to all the other cells. And what that does is it reminds you. But a lot of the medicines that we are being bombarded with today are actually created in laboratories. But if you broke it down to all the different components of the medication, you're going to find it looks almost identical to, a natural herb. But there'll be one formula missing to the actual medicine. the body cannot recognize that because it's not in its natural form.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, and that was a good way of putting it. And when you look at it, too, when you were talking about the one cell and the vibration, we can also say in prayer, could we not? Prayer heals. Because it's picking up the vibration and the love of, and concern of others who are praying for. Am I right?
And that is the key in our universe. If we didn't learn anything else, the key to unlock all the mysteries of our universe is indeed love.
Exactly. Exactly. So then this puts a little thing on the skeptics where I said they do try. And I, you know, and when I'm saying that, I'm quoting it. They do try. But we'll give them the benefit of doubt because they are trying.
Correct. I mean, you know, I could go into the colon. Great example. If anyone's ever taken the time out to study iridology, I'm also certified in that.
Oh, hello. We have a caller. You stuck in on us.
Aloha. Who is this?
Hello, caller.
I have a question.
Okay. What's your first name? Hello?
Hello,
what's your first name?
Who is this?
What is your first name?
My first name is Belle.
Oh, hi, Belle.
Well, hi, Belle, honey.
Aloha. Welcome to the show.
Most certainly. Well, what's really interesting is when I get ready to start facilitating as an instrument for healing, I always go into my heart chakra, which is fueled by love, because God is pure love, and his light is pure. Does this make sense, Belle? And so if I stay in the state of just pure, unconditional love, it allows and gives you the opportunity to give yourself the permission to heal, because truly you're the healer, not I.
Well, I see.
Yes, that's a very good point, because the way I would say it would be manifested internally from our spiritual tide. So everything would stem from looking within, and that's where all the tools are. And I always tell people that everything you need to know is etched in the heart of hearts, your soul. And and Leilani was talking about the heart chakra. If we look deep enough and we feel within, and with all that good that yearns outward, that's where it all comes from. Am I correct, Leilani?
That is correct. And Belle, if you would stay on the line with us, I hope you don't mind I said that, but if I could get all the listeners, just close your eyes for just one moment. Take your right hand and place it on your heart chakra. And then, as you've got your eyes closed, focus on an area within your body that has been attempting to communicate with you in regards to pain, or sometimes you can actually find an area where you can feel the energy block. And place your left hand on that area while your right hand is on your heart chakra. and allow yourself to feel the love that flows through your right hand and sends it a signal. It actually sends a signal to the area where your left hand lies. Ooh, someone's got their left hand on their second chakra. You're actually feeling the energy shifting. So I would like to share this with all of you. So anytime that you're, even when you're having maybe a headache or you feel pressure on your crown chakra or your digestive system is not operating as well as it should, do this exercise, and if it works for you, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is imdivinelight@aol.com, or you're welcome to call me, and that number is 480-255-6198. I hope you didn't mind, Robbie.
Nope, not. That was great. That was great. I was going to ask you to do that.
Well, I'd like to share some history with the listeners, if I may. Bill is not only a client of mine, and thank you, by the way, Belle. She's also taken some of my classes. Is that correct, Belle?
Oh, she may have hung up. Well, you know, that was a good question from Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belle, if you're listening, thank you. That was very good. It's amazing, Leilani, I must say, the spiritual healing part of it. When one delves into spiritualism, there's so much that you can't do everything. But the part you do is, I think people take for granted.
Yes. You know, they've got a lot of devices out there from, you know, they've got those computer things now that measure your vibrations.
Right.
Excuse me, the different vibrations from your organs to your physical body.
Right.
I just got through working on four people today that's been on those machines, but I shifted more energy of lower vibrations in a matter of an hour than what that machine could do.
That's something else. That is something else. You know.
Pardon me.
You know, that is just, it's amazing. Callers, that's 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. That phone call, you can call from the United Kingdom, Canada, United States. Give us a call anywhere you like. Just dial that, pick up your phone, give us a call. What is the third eye scanning in the healing process? Can you share with us, for our listening audience, the true element of this process?
Yes. We actually have the ability, and we used to use it, and this is an ancient technique that was taught to me by the Ascended Masters. And this is a great exercise for all of us to be actually using. If you focused on your third eye, you will actually start to feel it throbbing. And as it starts to throb, you'll feel a burst of energy being shot out from your third eye. Now, this is pure healing energy, pure white light that comes from this third eye. You can direct this beam of light into any area of the physical body. Just, and think of it in terms of a laser beam.
Kind of intense.
Very intense, very effective.
Most definitely.
I have literally penetrated people's lungs. Let's say if you have lung cancer or pneumonia or any other types of respiratory difficulties, you can literally direct this energy right into that particular area. Now, what's even more phenomenal about this third eye scanning, it will, after a while, after you start practicing this, it starts to independently work on itself, by itself, as if you no longer are moving your head. It will naturally move up and down the physical body, and it's like going for MIR or some form of scanning that a medical device would do, but you have it built within you already, and it will scan the body and go to all the particular areas and penetrate beyond, well, just like what a laser beam would do.
Right, exactly.
It gets right down to the core of the situation. Now, for myself, and a lot of you, if you practice this, will actually find out that you'll have, and I know this will probably sound strange, but I actually have a quartz crystal that comes out of my third eye.
And that's very understandable. A lot of people, now you might have to explain that a little bit, because there's certain people that will understand, and there's other people probably going right now, what does she mean?
Yes, I know. And believe me, it's now I could see it and I can feel it because I have spiritual sight. I'm known as a clairvoyant, so I can see these things. But for most of you, it would be in the etheric. And why I say that is because, once again, we're going to go back to vibration. The higher the vibration, it becomes invisible to our 3D reality. That's why a lot of us can't see an angel or a loved one on the other side, is because they are indeed in pure form.
Right.
So when I have the crystal that comes out, and then by the way, in Lemuria, along with Atlantis, they were very well known for using the third eye scanning. And a lot of them in those days actually used different types of crystals. One healer would probably use a rose quartz crystal. One would use an amethyst crystal. Some would interchange the crystal depending on, you know, what the situation was with the physical body.
Right. So, you know, this, we're hitting on the ancient societies now and what you're talking about. And our listeners are getting a very good gist of this. We all understand the most, and, you know, we all understand, and most have either read or watched television on ancient societies and how they perform rituals, we'll say, we'll call it rituals, as such to alleviate pain or ill-stricken individuals. Is the practice of what you do drawn from one of those singular areas of expertise?
Yes. Yes. And it all started with building the physical bodies.
Right.
And one of the things I would like to read here real quick, if I can, getting back to the question about doctors versus hands-on healing, is spirituality, there is no interference of imposed diagnosis. And that is a very key element right there. Because when you become that instrument for God to work through, there is no interference. You're not standing there attempting to diagnose anything. Whereas a doctor will have to diagnose and then go by a process of elimination to finally get to the core of what really is behind the element that you came in to treat in the first place. Does
right.
that make sense?
Right, a long, drawn-out process.
Oh, yeah, and very expensive.
Oh, to say the least, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would actually like to talk about this ancient rebuilding of the physical body. I have many clients that are walking, vibrant, healthy individuals that are living whole lives today because I was able to bring this forth in the healing modality.
And that is something else. That is something else.
Yes.
Give us an example.
I'll give you an example using a client of mine. 25 years as a nurse, went from one job to the next. And it was always the same thing why she wasn't able to stay long-term as a nurse. But one of those strongest elements that she had is her love for caring for others. The dilemma that she had is that her arms were very short, too short for actually her physical body. So that limited her from reaching. Her arms were not long enough, strong enough to actually hold an object that you and I could easily hold. She had fingers that were too short for the palm of the hand, so it made it difficult to do IVs.
We will hang on to that story. We have a caller who snuck in on us.
Okay.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello. How's your day going? What's your first name?
Julia.
Julia?
Hi, Julia.
And when I
You betcha.
Okay. I was talking about the third eye, and I was curious, like, if you can tell if somebody's third eye is open or not, and, like, I'm part of a group. I want the ladies in the group to perceive things.
Caller, I'm sorry to break in, but I think these callers could be right. There might be some great difficulty in hearing all this.
Yeah.
Are you having difficulty hearing Robbie?
Hello, yeah. Julia. How are you?
You can't hear him at all. Okay, hold on. I know this is going to sound a little crazy, and I apologize. Can you speak, caller?
Yes.
Speak a little louder.
Okay.
Can you hear them, Robbie?
Yeah, I can hear her. Yeah,
now,
Julia,
can you
hear me?
Can you hear them?
Hello, Julia?
Hello.
They're talking. Can you hear them?
Okay, then I can't hear them at all.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I can hear you just fine.
But you can't hear them.
But I can't hear them now.
Okay, this is going to get a little screechy.
Are you there, Julia?
To be honest with you, that's really strange. They should be working beautifully. And we're going to try something a little new.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, are you there?
Hello, Julia?
Now, hold on. Julia?
Yes.
Say something.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Now, Robbie, you start talking.
Hello, Julia, how are you?
Oh, I can hear you.
You can hear
Hello.
Them. Okay, well, I figured out what the problem is.
Okay.
And that's kind of nice. Thank you. And to the audience, there's a couple people out there we've upset. A wonderful guy and a beautiful lady. And please forgive us because it was our equipment. You were telling us right on and we bungled it. So there you go. We love you and thank you for your assistance. And you guys have a great show.
Thank you, Don. Okay, Julia, you can hear us now, can you? Oh, fantastic. How's your day? Good, good. Do you want to? Would you like to repeat your question one more time about the third eye?
Yeah. What it is I was curious because I'm part of a group, and there's one of the ladies in the group who can perceive things that others in the group cannot. It's like when you're working, it's a spiritual development group, and she can perceive like entities or angels and whatnot. And I was curious, is it just a matter that she has a higher vibration or that her third eye is open and the rest of ours is closed, or I don't really...
Well, there's a couple things there. Obviously, her third eye is indeed open, and her vibration is very high, okay, for her to have that ability to actually see.
Hang on one second. Let me get on another phone because you're kind of fading out.
Angels and all those kinds of things. Now, a lot of people's third eyes, unfortunately, are indeed closed. So I recommend everyone, because it is our responsibility, that we open and make sure each one of our chakras are opened.
You know, I talk about acceptance quite a bit, mm-hmm. as you know, right? That comes down to being the key to really becoming open and successful in anything in the spiritual realm. Is that the bottom? Would you call that the significant start, or would you call that that's what it is?
That's the significant start to me. But there's a bunch of other components involved with that, too. It's very important that we keep each chakra wide open and it's functioning as it was designed for. And that is actually our body's defense system. When we start shutting down our chakras, we are less protected by the outside forces or elements that we're constantly being bombarded by each and every day.
Right. Right.
And a lot of times what I found why a lot of people are actually closing their third eye is because, well, great example, look at our world right now. It's very difficult to actually observe all these things that's going on around us. Once we choose to balance the emotional and the mental body and take command over not only the mental and the emotional, but then we start taking command over the physical body. So then we become the observer versus taking on these things. So a lot of people's perception is, if I shut down the third eye, I won't have to be inundated with all these things that's going on.
Right. Hmm. Now, when I speak and I say, you know, the acceptance and everything, and you're right, exactly. It's offering the people a chance to see that there is the bottom key, the start, the openness. And when you talk about to have them completely open, and to the listeners, this is just perfect. It goes hand in hand. If we do shut ourselves off and we become bombarded by the burden and the conditioning of society, and we sit there and it just lays on our shoulders, we become displaced. And that's what I think, you know, I feel you're speaking of, right, Leilani? We become displaced, but then to try to get back on the path again, we have to open up.
That's correct. And it really boils down to the perception of the way we choose to look at things and our attitude.
Right.
Because the attitude is what fuels the perception.
Exactly.
So I always suggest to people is to tune in to the highest sense, which is S-E-N-S-E, the high sense perception, as an observer, and watch how your world will change around you. And one of the exercises that I would like to share with all the listeners is the light that comes out of your third eye when it's open is a light iridescent blue. And if you can go into a room, okay, and turn off the light and project your third eye on a white wall in the darkness, you will actually be able to see a beautiful light blue orb light sitting on the wall. Now, if that doesn't happen for you, just stay focused on the third eye, which is right between the brow. But what's interesting is the third eye doesn't stop there. It overlaps over your eyebrows. And if you were actually looking at it, it would look like a beautiful dove with its wings span out.
Amazing.
Or you can use a black background and project your third eye. Now, there's a lump or a bump on the back of your head, and that is referred to as the mouth of God. And that is your direct, that's the backside of your third eye, and most people are not aware of that. A lot of times when people tend to shut down the third eye is from the back where the mouth of God is located. And it, think of it as a tube that runs from the back of your head to your third eye. That will get clogged up. So it's important to shoot out light between the back and your front. That's where all the input comes in. All the information goes through the mouth of God and filters out through the third eye between your brows. This all making sense?
Amazing revelation. That is something. No, that is good. You know, people are going, wow, this is all new. And, you know, when people practice, and I've talked to many people over the course of the years, and they just touch upon spirituality. And I'm going to say this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I would say 90%, even, yeah, about 90, maybe 95% of the people out there think spirituality is a reading. It's not. There's so much more to spirituality than it is just sensing and intuition and reading. Am
oh,
I correct?
Yeah.
It's a big ball. Listen, folks, we're going to take a fast 5-minute break here. Stay tuned. We're coming back with a lot more right at you with Leilani and Robbie on A Link to Heaven Radio. Remember, that's 1-888-268-4313. Give us a call, give us your questions, and we're going to answer them. We'll be right back.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you.
Are you on the line with me, Robbie?
Yeah. Don? Don? We might be still alive, you know that?
I know.
Yeah, I know. Don!
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's Nev.
Yeah. Don just went out on the deck. Hold on one sec. What would you like, first of all?
Well, we're going to take a 5-minute break here, Nev.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can manipulate this.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. We're live. We're still doing great.
Okay.
And to all our listeners out there, again, 1-888-268.
I think you're off the air now.
Okay, good. Listen, go grab one of those cold things or whatever you want to drink. I'm getting me a glass of water, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing, I think I'm playing some music. I can't hear it from this end.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? It's like your voice on my end, it sounds muddled.
Well, that might in fact be my voice. I just got over a severe case of pneumonia.
No, no. It's almost like, okay, like you would put your hand over the speaker.
Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second. I can test that. Okay, how's it coming through now?
Oh, much better. Can you speak again?
Oh, absolutely. I can talk all night long.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you're talking today. You're going to get them going.
If you'd like.
Well, you know, guys, you guys know I am sharing some very high information, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask about how come Nevin's not getting his voice back.
Well, I was asking the masters very quickly. I said, you know, are they trying to keep me from sharing this information? Because I know the power of what I'm sharing. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't think it's got anything to do with anybody stopping it other than Don and Nevin trying to get the equipment straight. That's about what it amounts to here.
Okay, well, get your act together, would you?
Oh, we're trying. We are trying. Don just put this equipment in 2 days ago, and it's been a bit of a nightmare. You're going to have to let me know when you want to go back on the air.
Yeah, give us another minute, Nev. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
Are you sure I am doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing fantastic. That's really good. Now, you know, the next set of questions I have for you are a little bit more deeper, and we're going to turn it to really make the people go, wow, because I'm going to start talking about the practice of ancient society, like extreme hands-on studies of ancient modern healing, removal of implants, stuff like this.
Okay.
And I'm going to go into talking about the 2020 show, the prime time thing, about what they did. They blew it, and there's some, you know, about the angels and guides, and it's all in here.
Okay. Hey, you never did answer my question.
Oh, yes, I did. Don't tell me that.
No, you didn't when I asked you about Michael Crawford.
Yes, I said yes. You owe me lunch.
Oh, hey, my pleasure.
Yes, you owe me lunch.
Okay.
I want a Caesar salad, chicken on top.
Okay. Hey, let me tell you, that yes was so worth it to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Steak and lobster.
Oh, pfft. Deal.
Whatever your heart sang for, you got it.
Oh, fantastic.
His heart sang for good equipment, I understand. That's what it sang.
Yeah. Okay, Nev, anytime you're ready.
All right, hold on, folks.
I take that. Hello?
That was Don. That's got nothing to do with Nevin.
Oh, that's Don. That's got nothing to do with Nevin.
I got to put the blame where it belongs.
I thought that was a ship rolling in or something.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
A lot of the Keys listeners called in.
That's cool.
I know. Well, I've been advertising it.
Right.
And I set up that link on my show page and said you can just click right onto that and get directly to the show.
All right,
fantastic.
You guys ready?
Yes, we are.
Hold on.
Count me down. Okay, can you count me down when you're ready for me to go on?
Yes, we will.
Please. Where'd that boat come from, Leilani?
I noticed those guys in the studio.
Robbie.
Yes.
That wasn't your commercial.
No.
Whose commercial did you send me?
I didn't send you any.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Then whose am I playing?
I have no idea. What's that?
It's all good. It's all good.
You're joking me, right?
Minor mishap. There's no such thing as a minor mishap. You're on the air.
Are we on the air yet?
Yep.
You're on.
Hello and welcome back to A Link to Heaven Radio with my special guest, May Leilani Schmidt, Reverend May Leilani Schmidt. And we're talking tonight about a very special topic. Many discussions, actually many different topics, that all revolve in the spiritual realm, in the third eye, the natural source of healing. Now, Leilani,
yes.
I want to talk about this with you.
Okay.
Extensive hands-on studies in ancient modern healing, removal of implants, cords, attachments, and entity removal. Now, is this, and I know many of our listeners are or may have questions in mind when related to this removal and dealing with entity or attachments, let's say. Now, they're probably gotten their mind focused. This is Wicca or this is witchcraft. The reason I ask this is to make it clear. The practice is solely spiritual, or does it have any implications of the other?
Well, I think where I should probably start at is the understanding of Wicca, pagan, witchcraft, those types of things. And if you should ever understand the components of their particular belief system, is they cast magic. They do spells, taking different herbs and putting it all together and doing all kinds of, you know, things or whatever. And I am not a believer on that, and I show respect and honor to their belief. Everyone has the right to do what they believe in. My belief, and this is only my truth, is that if you are indeed directly connected to the God source, you become only the vessel for God to work through.
Perfectly said. And, you know, the reason I had to bring that up was a lot of people out there, like we said, 90% think that spiritualism is, you know, you see John Edwards on TV or Sylvia Brown, they think, well, that's what it is. And a part of that would be the paranormal investigation part of it, of ghost hunting. There's a lot more to it.
That's correct. Because if God is all things, and if he is indeed the creator, we have to sit, and this is once again those moments of reflection. And this is a time of questions. If God could create a planet, the universes, the stars, the trees, the animals, even come create the divine human design, what would cause us to believe that God cannot work through us? And if that's the case, then if all things are possible through God, why would we have to cast magic or spells or any of those other types of things? Now, this brings me to a thought here. A lot of us have implants in us. There's not many on this planet that does not. I, as much as I do energy work and constantly work on myself as that vessel, because I have to make sure that I'm pure for God to work through, I'm constantly watching for implants or any of those types of things. If you did nothing else on this planet, there's one thing I would like for each of the listeners tonight to really hear this. Find yourself a very good healer that has the ability to remove implants or cords or attachments or hooks. Oh, there's all kinds of things. Remove the implant that's been implanted inside our brains. And this is where conscious control comes into play. Now, if
I gotta stop you there just for a second.
Sure.
It's very right on what you're saying. To the average listener who's just sitting there now thinking, all right, she's just taking me and put me in the twilight zone.
Okay.
Because, again, it goes down to spiritualism is more than just a reading or paranormal ghost hunting. People think, wow, I know there was much more out there. And what you're explaining is actually you're taking them from a minimum security, let's say, zone and putting them into a high risk area. So they're learning a lot. And we have to look at that and say to them, this is what goes on. There's many things that do go on in life and people just don't realize that. And this is one of them, is it not?
That is absolutely correct. And a great example of that, and I'm sure all of us are very familiar with the movie called Matrix. Now, most of us, when we went to go see that movie, it was about a bunch of computers. But we weren't able, at the time the movie came out, to step out of that box and broaden our way of looking, which once again we will recap on our perception of how we choose to look at something. When we choose to look in our everyday world, look with your spiritual eyes through the eyes of love. So this movie, Matrix, was absolute phenomenal in truth from the beginning to the end. This is what our world is doing now, is breaking out of that matrix that we have been for, and think about this, eons.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this retrograde we're going through, that we're finishing, actually.
Yes. That is correct.
It's amazing. You know, people don't realize that. And when we bring them this type of topic of discussion, they become, like, really drawn into it. And they're, like, baffled, but they're so aware. It's hindsight to a lot of them. But it's like a re-education course.
And most of us can't see God.
Right.
Most of us feel as though we can't hear God speak to us. Most of us have been taught that we can't, how dare you to even think you could speak to God directly? You can only do that through our beloved Master Jesus.
Right. That's conditioning by society.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I love Master Jesus and speak with him all the time. Master Jesus comes to assist in the healing of the souls that come here. But God also communicates with me. God has a great sense of humor. He loves to joke, just, and he's got some great ones he can share with you. Along with, I've even seen God shed a tear because when we as his children feel sorrow or feel pain, God feels those same things.
Oh, most definitely.
Because he says to us, I have made you in my image. For you and I are not separated. We are as one.
We are part of
the whole.
The universe, are we not?
That is correct.
And he is the universe. It's everything.
That's right.
You know, that is something. Now, I just want to switch here just a little bit now and go back to, we'll just go this way. You may be or maybe not aware that actually, you know, on television was showed a year back, a little bit about 2020 or prime time, I believe where there was a laying of hands on many individuals in order to heal them. And the so-called doctor would perform a ceremony, then from out of nowhere, pull out a rotten liver or a bad kidney and say, or some type of body part or tissue and say, now you've been touched and will heal. This type of situation actually prompted an investigation into the performers who actually claimed to be able to do such a feat and found that they were only ripping people off or brainwashing most, let's say, into thinking they were actually receiving the benefit from a so-called healing experience. Now, what do you feel about this in your words? And can you let our listening audience feel more comfortable in the knowledge you have versus what many have seen on television about this so-called quacks?
Now, how I'd like to start with that is there are a lot of them out there pretending. I call them pretenders because that's exactly what they're doing. They're
right.
Scammers.
Yep.
They will literally come in and see what's so interesting, and I want you to, there's another moment of reflection, okay? They are these individuals that manipulate, deceive, and lie, and steal, and cheat, in all these different areas. That is not of God. Those are the lower forces, or the lower energies that you are actually seeing working. What a great design. You gotta hand it to them.
Oh.
Because they keep us in such doubt that, hey, if I cross that line over into spirituality, I may have joy, happiness, peace, communion with God and the angels and Master Jesus.
I might do the right thing.
That's right. And it's so beautifully designed that it creates massive confusion. It's a great example. A lot of us know them. You know, you see them, they bought a house, they got a big sign that says psychic reader, you pay me $600 and I'll pull that curse off of you.
That's right.
We got a lot of them, right?
That's right. But the deal is, but you got to come back and you have to give me more money, or here's a jar, and, you know, and they exchange things on the table. There's a lot of that crap. You know, as well as I do, if it comes directly from spirit and you just can't pull these things from the air, they are not known to you, but yet you can heal and you can actually tell people something that is so intimate deep down inside that no one else knew in the world. That's true. That's realism.
Yes, because if it is indeed coming from God and the healer is actually doing the work, it will speak for itself because you will see results. It
Amen.
May not necessarily be the result immediate. An example, if your emotional bodies is really tilted to one side, well, it took you years to get that emotional body way onto the left side. So you have to start chiseling, breaking that stuff down because it becomes crystallized. So you pull, you know, we've all heard of the Larry effect. But what was interesting is the master showed me this vision of a tree, and I could actually see the roots down into the ground, deep into Mother Earth, spread out. And so the master said to me, if you go for the roots and took away all the roots, what would you have left? And I said, nothing. They said, correct. So there are ways that you can get to the root of a situation or to a dis-ease of some discomfort level instead of necessarily always having to go layer by layer.
Right. You go right to the source.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, that's very good. That was very good the way it was shown. You know, we all have our guides and our angels around us. Our so-called infrastructure of reverence, let's say. They are our police and firemen, because I'm taking your story and I'm going to go right into this part here now, which is perfect. Or doctors to us, a well-balanced team of good doers that help us out in our in time of need and what have you, right? If one knows how to utilize this team, and create a team effort on the rescue mission of health and well-being, is there or is there not any other means one can look to or for the spiritual realm the hidden tools, so to speak, within the actual step up to the plate type person and take charge in organizing this spiritual trek to a healthier you?
Well, one of the places I would always suggest people to start with is learning how to channel or tap in or connect to the universal mind.
The source.
To the source. That's the first place you want to start. And it's, and the second step would be is to build a strong foundation and marriage between you and your angels, your guides, and your master teachers. These, they're only there to assist every individual on this planet. They can become a liaison between you and God.
Right, right.
Until you continuously build yourself up and up the ladder to a higher vibration.
Right. That's the infrastructure of the police, the fireman, the doctor.
But my most importantly is you can, the one investment on this planet that is absolute priceless to each and every one of us is healing. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank or what car you drive or what home you live in or who you think or don't know. The most important investment each and every one of us today can make is to heal. Because as you heal in this present moment, it also heals all parallel realities of many, many past lives. Most of us don't even realize that in this particular lifetime, we are being required to release all the past lives that are fully in operation today. You know, like a lot of people will go, well, I don't understand why I'm fearful of wearing a high-collared top. Well, a lot of times, and it's like a phobia. You can't seem to get past that phobia. Well, if you do research, you'll find that one of your past lives is where that phobia came from. And in this lifetime, it constantly continuously repeats itself until you're able to break that cycle.
Well, most definitely. Reincarnates always have either a draw or a problem from the onset of a past life.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, what are the do's and don'ts, let's say then, in alleviating an individual here of their pain in oneself, but keeping the preservation of their spirit?
Well, say that one more time for me, please, Robbie.
Sure, sure. What are the do's and don'ts of, you know, taking away the pain of an individual, but then can you give them a perspective on how to preserve their spiritual self? Would you let them write it out? That way they're alleviating the energy, releasing it, and that allows them, their self, to actually be grounded and stay within without becoming displaced?
The Masters and I are actually having a moment with this question. So I think it's a matter of re-asking the question. So you'll have to forgive me because believe it or not, guess who you're talking to?
Yeah.
You're not talking to Leilani.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay. Here, what can they do in order to start a process of, you know, the great team, like we talked, the police, the fireman, the doctor, right? Established within them and make things turn out well in their time of need. Like, if they're going to, what are the good, the do's and the don'ts? It's almost like the pros and the cons. What is good about the healing process so that they can know how to retain their spiritual self, Because there's a lot of people out there who go through life and go, well, you know, I have this burden, this inner strife, and I carry it with me all my life. And, well, you know, when you read my book, I talk about burden and healing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The people, they carry it. And you've seen their life letters and the stories in there where they carried it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a breakthrough. And but they can retain their spiritual self. They don't have to be mm-hmm. fall off that path.
The main one comes to the ultimate of the ultimate is not to suppress your feelings. We've been taught not to feel. Most of us think we feel, but we really truly don't. And how could you, when you've been so used to not feeling, it has become normal. So if you feel like crying, don't stuff it down on down inside of you. Go ahead and cry and feel that emotion, because the moment you choose to do that and suppress it in your body, it's like a loaded gun.
Oh yeah.
It's not gonna, you know, fire off at this very moment, but a year from now, that trigger will be pulled.
And that's where I think a lot of people get the misconception of thinking, am I nuts?
Exactly.
You know, am I actually going off my rocker? No. It's because they've held stuff in. They don't know how to release it properly.
That's correct. But don't ever suppress your feelings. Feel your feelings. Admit to your feelings. If you feel angry, say it. I feel angry. And allow yourself to feel that emotion at the moment. And I find that to be extremely useful to myself.
Almost.
The second thing is okay, and we'll do the opposite of that. Now we'll do the plus side. If there to me, there's no right or wrong. But the plus side of that would be to start writing down these feelings. What created you to, what triggered those emotions? And most of the time, it's not even the emotion or the situation that unfolded in front of you. It just became the catalyst or the trigger that brought forth a deep-seated emotion that was stored in the body to surface for you to take a look at it and to heal. The second thing of the do not is to deny yourself of who you are at any level, from the way you feel, the way you think, the way your body communicates with you, with your environment. Pull those blinders off and start really taking a deep look at who you are. And for Pete's sake, don't beat up on yourself.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
The third thing is taking on other people's burdens. Most of us, I would say 98% of the stuff that we carry upon our shoulders today doesn't even belong to us. The plus side is taking responsibility and accountability for us.
Right.
We are only in command of ourselves. We are not command over our husbands or wives or children or animals. Only ourselves.
That is, you know, perfect, because we've been leading into my questions every time we talk. And, you know, before we go into this next question, quickly, give us the email, the site, Archive Radio. Give it to us.
Oh, okay. I'd love for all of you, and do invite all the listeners to tune in to Achieve Radio, and I will spell that for you, and that is ACHIEVERADIO.com. And I'd love for you to join me on Monday night, Arizona time, which is Mountain Standard Time, from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm also on Tuesdays, Mountain Standard Time, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoons, and this is weekly shows. I'd love to hear from you. You can send in either in quick messages or by, you can interact with me over the show.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, now I want to get that question here because it's so funny how we lead into them. You know, we all have heard the words pace yourself. And, you know, I like to say what I call them the three R's of becoming insightful. And that is to take time to one. We went over that. You just went over them. Relax. Two, reflect. The three R's here now. And three, to reaffirm you and everything you do in spirit and in life for that matter. What can we offer in a great, or you, what can you offer, Leilani, in great advice as to what we have heard here tonight for our audience to do for themselves in order to feel strong and don't have that, what we just went over, burnout? What is there one simple thing that people should just keep in mind so that they will fall in line with these three R's?
To be kind and generous and love yourself.
That
and that's all, and one word will wrap that up. Accept yourself.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's just perfect because I think people do not, now, correct me if I'm wrong, take the time. They may think they take the time for themselves. Watching TV is not really taking the time for yourself. You know, going out for a walk, that is the physical, humanistic thing. Take the time, look inside, find you. Am I correct?
Yes, and may I mention, once again, remember, we're so inundated by this design that we're all having to live by to keep us in a state of confusion, stress, and constantly, it's like a vicious cycle that we're all in. Like a dog chasing its tail. It's just that constant every day.
Oh, and
if we can start breaking out of that and saying, ah, I recognize you for what you are, and go ahead and give yourself permission to step out of that, watch how your world will indeed change.
Oh, change big time. You're going to change big time, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Now I'm full of energy. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I am receiving opportunities in a bountiful way. The people that I'm getting connected with and meet are just, I'm just always in such a state of being in surreal because there is so much life. People, breathe in life.
Oh, yeah,
don't
live
let
it.
Anyone take that from you.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's very well put. Toll free, folks, 1-888-268-4313. My special guest, Reverend May Leilani Schmidt. 1-888-268-4313. Now hit us again with all the information on Achieve Radio and your email.
Do you think I scared them off, Robbie?
No, heck no. I think a lot of people, you know, honestly, and we do have a lot of listeners, they're sitting there going, wow, this is new because, you know, they may get it through different programs, but these are different type of talk. We're hitting, pinpointing things really deep inside. Different realm of spiritual talk, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is. It's, you know, and what you're going to find, too, is a lot of what we think of as ancient ways, way back when things were very pure, is merging and blending with our world today.
Oh, yeah.
And what's so incredibly awesome for all of us is all the old ways or that old matrix, we're seeing it. This is great times for all of us because that matrix is breaking down. And we're returning back to our natural state of beingness. Now close your guys' eyes and just think about this for one moment. think about what it would be like to have unconditional love and peace, true peace, in our world, where we each in every day honor and respect each other for who we are. Just imagine what that would taste and feel like.
Oh, you know, that's something else. I'll even go a step further and say, do you remember as a child, and you lay on the grass, and you're looking up in the heavens, and you have that yearning factor, you know, heaven, angels, you know, you just knew you belonged. That deep down reverent feeling.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. I got a question.
Okay.
As I always do.
And the masters love answering them. So
no, that's good. That's good. That's good. They'll probably send me a bill later too. Hey, thanks, Rob. You know?
No.
Okay, ascension. Now, a huge topic in itself, right? And we could talk about this forever and ever, but the time allotment is little, and you know, it's like I have to return the carriage before the end of the night or I turn into a pumpkin. But anyway, you know, in oneself, how can one see the signs of this for themselves? And also, you know, can they or should they make note in some way, and when here's that word again, reflect, each time they get a glimpse of within themselves of this ascension?
Well, we're seeing it every day. You know, it's like when all of a sudden you break through a major challenge in your life, you know you've gone up another notch.
Right.
You've passed the test.
That's right.
If you find yourself recapping on where you were 5 years ago and compare it to where you are today, wow, you've made an ascension.
And you know, a lot of people have fear about this.
Well, and let me say this, and the masters want to make this extremely clear to all of us, because this was the old thought pattern that we all were taught to believe. And it actually was meant that we would indeed drop the physical body. But what's exciting is this call went out to all of us here, and that's why we're here right this very moment. That's why you see masses of people awakening and being directly connected and remembering who they truly are. And it says, in the past, ascension meant passing on to the spiritual world. However, there is a new thrust of the spiritual hierarchy to have ascended masters remain on earth and to continue their service and mission here, right now. So what does that mean for all of us? We, you and I, and every man, woman, and child on this planet are becoming the ascended masters. The ascended masters that assist me every day are moving up, and we become the ascended masters here. And what you're going to find in our new world, or the new order, returning back to our true state of being, we will also be teaching and guiding as the ascended masters have been doing with us all along.
Right. So there's really no
that.
Need. Well, you know, there's really no need to fear, is there?
No.
You know, because I get a lot of people ask me that. They say, Rob, you know, just what we've been discussing about the finding factor. I call it the finding factor. We tend to accelerate in our life and have an ascension. And it's like, can we use the awakening, the word awakening?
Yes.
Okay. And people go, oh my gosh, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. Don't fear it, because then you're just holding yourself back.
That's right. Because when you do that, what you end up doing is making it harder on yourself.
Oh, most definitely.
And that's where you find all the struggles and all the pain and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Because you will go into this new world, which is all about unconditional love. No more control. No more power over. No more manipulation and deceit and any of those other things that we've had to deal with.
No barrier.
No, whatsoever. Can you imagine, because this is going to happen, in the very near future, we're going to be able to get up in the morning and smell breakfast being cooked and walk into our own kitchen, and it will be a loved one that has crossed over to the other side in the kitchen cooking us breakfast.
Just a minute. When is that going to happen in my house? I like to see that.
You already got it happening at your house.
I know.
You just haven't started cooking the eggs yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know, oh, man. Well, you know, soul extension.
And let me say this. And why is that going to happen? Because the veil is breaking down.
Oh, yeah. It's
their
like it's
world.
So thin.
Yeah.
You know? It is. I'm going to give you a fast example. I did, and I'm going to say kudos to Kevin Smith's show, and thank you for having me on the show. I'm going back there again. They had a lot of emails, what have you, the kevinsmithshow.com. Here is a very good example of the thin veil and breaking down. I was talking to the gentleman. He was talking about, topics we discussed tonight, by the way. And after we had a little chat, he says, can you speak to my wife? And I said, sure. So she gets on, she asked me the question. She said, my son died. Can you tell me if he's okay? And I sat there, and the first thing that came to me was a huge yellow flower and yellow ribbon. And my face got like a big smile, and it was just like it was coming through me. And I felt like hugging her, and I told her, that I love you, and there's so much love here. And the flower and the ribbon and, you know, thank you. And that's what all came. That was it.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there very quiet, and she just, you know, like, oh, my gosh, and she didn't understand. And then I said it again, and she goes, you know, my son was passed away, and the kids at school built this little memorial for him, put little stones around it, and she planted one yellow flower for him. And I started to think here, you know, the veil is so thin. If they're coming like that through with the validation of something so deep, so personal, pretty soon it's going to be, say, hey, Mom, and you just look over, and, you know, there's the child right there.
Yes.
And it's happening.
Yes. That is going to happen, yes.
Yes.
It is so wonderful because, you know, I don't need to tell you, Robbie, because you're doing the work. But, you know, I've had my father cross over to the other side. Now, this will probably sound strange to everybody, but I get to talk to him. I can feel him the moment he enters into my bedroom. I can feel him when he chooses to touch me. And that is so profound for me. You know, I was probably the only sibling that did not cry for my father because I understood.
Right.
And I still today communicate with my father just at a very different level. But there will come a day when I can sit in the same room across from him and physically not only see him but speak to him.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. The higher consciousness of us all are going to be, we're going to be astounded, you know. And again, it goes back to the beginning of our talk. It's all the acceptance. It's the very first key.
Acceptance.
Yeah. You know, the willingness to have that in you, looking inward, you know, finding it. It's all, there's so much to spiritualism. Again, I'm going to touch on that. It's more than a reading. It's more than saying, you know, there's a ghost in the closet. You know what I mean? There's so much.
Yes.
And we've touched on quite a bit tonight.
Oh, yeah. Our world is so unlimited. And the treasures and the rewards and the gifts from our Creator, we can't even, at this stage of the game, even begin to create what is awaiting for each of us in the very near future.
No, it's going to be beautiful. It's something else. Shoot us the radio show again and your email.
Okay. I'm on Achieve Radio, and I'd love for you to join me. And it's spelled A-C-H-I-E-V-E, radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com. I'm on Monday nights, Mountain Standard Time, from 8 to 9 p.m., and Tuesdays from 2 to 4 Mountain Standard Time. And that is a weekly show. I'd love for you to come and join me. And I have different guests, as Robbie does, and various topics. And I'm the one who usually does the interviews. I don't shine the light on my guests. And I just meet a lot of wonderful, incredible people. And it just goes to show you, between your shows and my show and many other shows, just how many people are truly awakening.
Oh, most definitely. It's amazing. It truly is.
If any of you are interested, I teach classes all the time. There's so much more involved with the master, multidimensional healers class. It's a very intense course. But when you walk out of here, you will know that you have really learned some very incredible information. And I can rest assure you, by the time you walk out, you will indeed be applying what you have learned in these classes that I offer. I also offer the Ascension classes, the Channeling Universal Mind, which I feel are very important key elements that go hand in hand with your spiritual growth. And if any of you are ever interested or would like for me to come and visit you in your hometown, you can reach me at imdivinelight@aol.com, or you can call me at 480-255-6198. How's
perfect.
That, Robbie?
Perfect. Yeah, that is perfect, you know.
Can you tell I'm a radio host?
Yes. I was thinking, wow, am I on your show? Look at this commercial coming out of this lady.
And I just want to say to everybody, you know, this is really great stuff. I mean, and please, by all means, don't take yourselves too seriously. Lighten up and enjoy life. Breathe it in.
Definitely. Well, I'd like to thank you, Leilani, so very much for coming on my show. You are the greatest. I want to have you back. So very insightful with all what you know, and I do know our listeners walked away from this tonight with lots to think about, and that is the greatest thing you can offer. Once again, we end our program with the greatest thanks to Leilani, and I'm going to offer you a chance to give us something insightful here for our listeners. Do you have any final parting words?
Yes. The love that I am greets the love in you, and may all the love, light, and perfection come instantly through to you and bless you forever. For I am that I am, and good night to all.
Thank you so very much, Leilani. Thank you again. And to all our listeners on A Link to Heaven Radio, to all you beautiful people out there, we thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Capture the moment in which you breathe. Hold it tight, however, caress it gently. The moment only becomes much more.
Shine, we shine, we overcome.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.